She rushes past him and locks herself in the bathroom, where she runs the water so that no one can hear her cry. She's not worth his devotion. She wishes he would evaporate into thin air. Maybe then she wouldn't have this feeling deep inside, a feeling she can deny all she wants, but that won't stop it from being desire. Still, in spite of her constant refusals, she can't help but peek out the bathroom window just to get a look at Ben. There he is, in the fading light, certain of what he wants, certain of her. If Jillian were speaking to her sister, or, more correctly, if Sally were speaking to her, Jillian would draw her over to the window to get a look. "Isn't he beautiful?" That's what she would have said if she and Sally had been talking. "I wish I deserved him," she would have whispered into her sister's ear. It chills Antonia through and through to see Mr. Fry on the front porch. So obviously in love, it seems he's placed his pride and his self-respect on the concrete for anyone to trample. Antonia finds this display of devotion extremely disgusting, she really does. When she walks past him, on her way to work, she doesn't even bother to say hello. Her veins are filled with ice water instead of blood. Lately, Antonia doesn't bother with carefully choosing her clothes. She doesn't brush her hair 1,000 times at night, or pluck her eyebrows, or bathe with sesame oil so her skin will stay smooth. In a world without love, what's the point of any of that? She broke her mirror and put away her high-heeled sandals. From now on, she'll concentrate on working as many hours as she can at the ice cream parlor. At least things are tangible there. You put in your time and pick up your paycheck. No expectations and no letdowns, and right now that's what Antonia wants. "Are you having a nervous breakdown?" Scott Morrison asks when he sees her at the ice cream parlor later that night. Scott is home from Harvard for summer vacation and is delivering chocolate syrup and marshmallow topping, as well as sprinkles and maraschino cherries and wet walnuts. He'd been the smartest boy ever to graduate from their high school, and the only one to ever be accepted at Harvard. But so what? All the time he was growing up in this neighborhood, he was so smart that no one talked to him, least of all Antonia, who considered him to be a pitiful drip.